at my notes. It says relax. So I'm trying to relax. But when I get into his presence, I love his presence. Did you not feel like you needed a recliner this morning? I think churches should have recliners. I don't know about you, but the glory of the Lord just fills, when we worship together, it fills this place, and it just brings my spirit up. Every song I was just like, wow, I feel like I could just recline and just soak in him, feel his presence. And that's what we love to do here. Is we love to just wait on him, hear him speak to us. I love the one song. I think it was a new song today. But just to hear him speak. You know, the one word can change your life.
Yes. Amen.
And you know what? It's even funnier because it can be the same word or a word you've known for forever. You know, like Thanksgiving. I love the last song. I can't thank him enough.
Yeah.
I can't thank him enough. And when you've had a relationship or you develop a relationship with him, I think you get to the point where you just cannot thank him enough. Like Steve was saying, when you know what he did for you, you know what he's doing for you continually, you know what he's going to do, you have to thank him. It just pours out of you. So this week, Bruce says to me, wait, did you have a word on? He goes, well, we got to speak on Thanksgiving. Because he goes, do you want to speak next Sunday? And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I wanted to, you know, do more on my righteousness message. And he says, but we got to have a Thanksgiving message. And I was like, oh. Well, then I thought that he was having stuff. So I thought, well, I'm not going to really come up with anything. And then all of a sudden he's like, do you have a word? And I was like, oh, I'll get right on that. But I think Thanksgiving, so yesterday I was on it. But Thanksgiving to me is probably one of my favorite holidays. And the reason being is it's my birthday time. No, I'm just kidding. It's probably not that. But probably the food and family. But, you know, and then just thinking about being thankful. You know, and can I just be honest? I think I worked all day Wednesday, making food, preparing food, all day, all morning Thursday. We ate all day long, I think. We played games, ran around, and I don't know if I thought once about being thankful. But, you know, and then when I started thinking about it Saturday, I was like, wow. I am so very thankful for my husband and for my children and for my family, my mother, my family. I'm from a rather large family, but I'm so thankful. So when I was thinking about it yesterday, the Holy Spirit just spoke to me about the power of Thanksgiving. And I don't know if you've ever thought about it, but how powerful Thanksgiving is.
Yes.
So that's what I'm going to talk about today. I have four reasons why Thanksgiving is so powerful. And my favorite scripture, actually like one of the scriptures that I've liked throughout a lot of my life, and I'm sure everybody in here can say it, but enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise.
Yeah.
Be thankful to him and bless his name. That's a great scripture. Enter into his gates. Well, a while back, God had given me a revelation. Because you know how sometimes you just say, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. It just becomes, enter into his gate. Well, he was just like, you enter my gates with thanksgiving. You come into who I am. You come into my kingdom. You access the kingdom with thanksgiving. And I was like, wow, that's pretty powerful. You come into who he is by being thankful. And that's point one. The key is to enter the kingdom. It's a key to enter the kingdom. Thanksgiving is. So when you're thankful, you step into the kingdom. You step into his glory. You step into who he is. The kingdom, I believe, is who God is and how he operates. Who God is, he's love, he's joy, he's peace, right? How many of us need peace right about now, right? Peace. And sometimes I physically do it. I'll step into peace. I'll be like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your peace. Thank you, Lord, for your peace. Right? Joy. How many need joy right now? Joy. You know, and you can step into that because that's your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength, right?
Yes.
All right. So you access the kingdom by thanksgiving. One of the scriptures, well, this part I really love because access, right, is entry. You have an entry. There's an access point. You go through, right? Now, does it make you think of another access point? All of a sudden I went to, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Right? Now, so I love to read all different kinds of versions. Listen to this. This is the message. This is the rock on which I will put together my church, a church so expansive with energy that not even the gates of hell will be able to keep it out. Now, that's a different way to think.
Yeah, come on.
Right?
Yeah.
I got so excited. As like the energy, Jesus went into hell, right? And he took back the keys. And who did he give them to? You, us, his church, his body. Isn't that so exciting? We will be so expansive with energy, with the life of God, that not even the gates of hell will be able to keep it out. Come on. Who wants to ransack hell with me? Right? Come on. Jesus said Jesus was sent to destroy the works of the enemy, right? He conquered death, hell, and the grave. He conquered it. He overcame this world. Doesn't that get you fired up? Wow. Come on. Now he's in us to destroy the works of the enemy around us. That's why he said you'll do even greater things. Because if we can grasp that, if we can grasp, wow, what so expansive that not even hell can keep us out. Whew, I love it. So, enter the kingdom with thanksgiving. You come into his home. I love it. The next part, or part two, is thanksgiving brings correct perspective and focus. Okay, so let's go to Ephesians 5:20. This part in the chapter, he's talking about being careful how you live. And so he says in verse 20, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Always giving thanks at all times for all things. And that seems a little bit backwards because there's certain things that I am not thankful for, like mosquitoes. No. There's certain things that I'm not thankful for. But when you are thankful, you stepped into his home, and then you bring the kingdom into that circumstance. when you're thankful. Do you know how the enemy cannot stand you to be thankful in a situation that's hard?
Yeah.
He cannot stand it.
Yeah.
How can they be thankful? And yet, but yet, it's sometimes it's the hardest thing for us, but man, if you just raise your hands, thank you, God. I thank you that you're in this with me. I thank you that you heal hearts. I thank you that you're my provider. I thank you. You can thank him for who he is. It brings the kingdom into your circumstance. It keeps you focused on him. Right? Sometimes our situation brings us to the negative side of it. But being thankful brings you into, I can focus on who he is and what he's done. And I can know that I can trust him because he's a good, good father. And he will always take care of me, even if it doesn't happen the way I think it's going to happen. Right? So it keeps your focus on him. It gives you the correct perspective. So, number three. The power of thanksgiving makes your prayer powerful. Okay, so let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Pray without ceasing. Pray persistently. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Rejoice always. Remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Rejoice always. Pray continually. There is powerful prayer when there is thanks involved. Your kingdom come, right? Jesus taught us to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done. Powerful prayer. Pray continually with thanks. All right, go to Colossians 4:2. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. I love what a couple other versions said. Keep on praying and guard your prayers with thanksgiving. I like that one because sometimes our prayers can be more my will, right? But if you're thankful, you focus on him and who he is, and it's his will be done, right? Another one, be instant in prayer, watching in it with thanksgiving. Sometimes in prayer, we can worry too. Do you ever find yourself repeating a prayer like, oh, protect my kids as they go, oh, protect my kids, and the father's, he's like, I got her, don't worry. But you notice that you repeat your prayers because you're worried, you know? But I thank you, Father, that your angels surround and protect my kids as they go, or whatever the situation is, right? Or like I said before, we can pray our will. So thanksgiving can make your prayer powerful because it keeps your perspective correct and it keeps the kingdom coming into that circumstance. Okay, let's go to Philippians 4:6 to 7. Actually, it's 4 to 8. Sorry, this is the one. Here it is again. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, Present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
Yeah.
Another one, the powerful prayer. You don't get off, right? And then you receive his peace to cause you to stand. Do you know what? It's so neat because there's in the eye of the storm, it's calm. Right? If you see, that means everything can be going on around you, right? But there is a place in him, the secret place, that you can stay where so much can be happening around you, and you can just stay in perfect peace. Right? Because this world, or this country, let me start there, is shaking, isn't it? There's some shaking going on. Some of the stuff that I hear in the news, some of the far left thinking, I'm like, no, we can't be a country that doesn't want God.
Amen.
That's what they're saying.
Right.
And that, I'm like, whoa. But then are we just going to be brighter? I don't know, but we're not just the closely Democrat Republican Party anymore. They don't even look the same. Now they're just like, they're so far apart in their thinking. It's okay to do wrong things. You know, it's okay to let anything and everything happen. But man, there's a shaking going on in our country. I thank you, God, for America. I thank you that we were founded on you, God.
Yep.
We are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I thank you, Lord, for justice. This has been my prayers for I don't know how many months, but I thank you, God. Because no, you cannot have my country. You cannot have my country. Our country. Right? Not on our watch. You know what? He's waking up a giant. The enemy is waking up a people that are going to be so on fire for God.
Come on. That's a vision I have this morning about fire.
We're so on fire for God, that we are going to destroy the works of the enemy. Okay? Awesome. So, I love, this was part of our Bible study, Philippians, but I loved it because I was like, boy, this is like a set for your life. Okay? Delight in your relationship with him. It's all about your union with him.
Yeah.
And that's why I love the song. You know, just be with me. He's saying, just be with me. I just want to hang with you. And that's where you grab, right? So rejoice. Rejoice in your relationship with him, in your union with him. Know that he is here. Do you know when you delight in him and you know he is with you, your gentleness will be evident to all. Because things aren't going to shake you. Because we're receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, right?
Come on.
That's what the word says.
Yeah.
And you know, even after that, it says, be thankful and worship him. Because that's what you get to be a part of. You get to be in the boat with your head on the pillow sleeping. While the storm is a-brewing. Right? Because of him.
Yeah.
Okay? Know he is near. Then it just says, present your requests to God, right? Just tell him. Tell him what you need. Tell him what's on your heart. And then let his peace rule. Let his peace rule. And remember to think life. I love how he ends this. Whatever is true, think on those things. Think on whatever is honorable, worthy of respect, whatever is right. Confirmed by God's word. What does his word say? What's the truth of his word? That's where you want to stand. That's what, if you're thinking, oh man, you know, this country is, you know, what are we going to, that's not bringing you life. Exactly. Choose life. Choose what you think. And it might be a training. You might need to train your mind. I thought it was interesting, kind of a little segue. I was listening to a preacher talk about to go on a negative fast. And I was like, well, I don't really think I think negative a lot. That was interesting. And then when I did a little study on it, 80% of our thoughts are negative. Do you think we need to train our thinking? Yeah, that's why I think he put this in there. He gave you lots of things. And for me, it's him. Whatever is lovely. Oh, he's so lovely. He's so beautiful. Oh, he's just so good. I'm so in love with him. Oh, he's just so beautiful. But think on what's admirable. Make sure you're paying attention to what you think. And if you have to, go back to Thanksgiving, because that'll cause you to enter into him, enter into his kingdom. All right, the fourth one is powerful praise. Okay? Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Now, when I was hanging out with the Holy Spirit on this, when I was like, enter into his home, into who he is with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. What do you think the courts are? Now, every time I look it up, they're talking about the courts of the temple. You know, just, and I was like, no, that's not what I'm feeling. When I was thinking courts, I was thinking into a courtroom. And that fits better with how I, so it's my translation. So if you don't agree with me, I give you permission to not agree with me. But into his courts with praise. Because one of the things for me is I love praise too. And I feel like God wants us to get a revelation about praise and worship and our words. It's powerful, right? And I believe that thankfulness always leads to praise. Do you start off your times with him just like, oh, I thank you, God, you're so good. I thank you for your mercies. They're new every morning. I thank you. Well, praise you, God. I just praise you and I thank you. You know, your praise and your thanks just kind of keep going back and forth. So the reason why I was saying you enter into his courts, you enter into his courtroom, is because of a couple scriptures that I feel like I've had revelation on too. And one of them is Psalms 68. And I'll just read 1-3. But I felt like God was saying this to me when I was studying praise a while back about let God arise. When you lift him up, he even says, I will draw all men unto me. So let God arise to me is lift him up, praise his holy name, give him honor, give him glory, and he will draw all men to me. But look what he says in here. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let those also who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. That's a party. That's a worship party. You know, when you lift him up, when you worship him, when you praise him, do you know how powerful your praise is? The Tehillah, and that's part of this, which, let me go back to that. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Thanksgiving is extended hands. That thanksgiving. Okay? The praise is the Tehillah. The Tehillah is your own love song to the Lord. Do you know there's, I wanted to say over 9 definitions of praise in the Bible? I think I'm going to say for sure over 7 definite. Do you know, Steve, for sure?
I think it is 9.
Okay. But so when you read the Psalms and it says, praise the Lord, you don't know what that praise means. There's 9 different ways that those, like one means to bow down. One means to extend your hand. The halal, which is a lot, which is hallelujah, it means to go ballistic. It means to go crazy, clamor. I mean, it's not, I don't know if I've ever halaled. That's word. But it does really excite me. But you know, that's why sometimes when you read the Psalms, you just think praise. Oh, hallelujah, you know, or whatever it is. But there's many different meanings behind the words praise in the Psalms mostly. But bless his name means to kneel in adoration. So there's so many different, you know, you read just enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. All those things were different acts for them. They would raise their hands. They would kneel. They would lay, you know, and it's just so amazing to know how God, is expression. He loves expression. But when you, back to Psalm 68, when you let God arise, it says his enemies are scattered. Those who hate him have to flee before him. Do you know you're the vessel here? You're the portal here. Walk into Walmart. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. I love you, Jesus. Bless this place. Do you know how much power you have? I love it. There is so much that flows through here. It's so expansive and filled with energy. If you could see it, I think you would not be able to keep your mouth shut.
Come on. Take the bush, girlfriend.
Isn't that nice? Whew. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let his enemies be scattered. So I had this revelation. I was praying, or we were praying on Wednesday night, and Rich was talking about the power of agreement. You know, and I was like, oh my. And all of a sudden I felt like if we were to go in and praise in the midst of some of the people we don't like. Okay, that's kind of some of the reaction that I got that night. No, I'm just kidding. No, like, pray for Biden and his wife. Pray for Kamala Harris and her husband. Praise. And it wasn't necessarily that I was praying for them, but I just was like, I praise you, Lord. I praise you. And I would picture them. And I would walk around them and be with some of the other ones like Schumer and Pelosi, right? I know, it's in some of your faces, by seeing some of your faces, I can tell. But it's so interesting. And I said before, this is my revelation. So you have the right to disagree with me. But I felt like the Holy Spirit said, you would do more damage to darkness if we would pray for them.
Come on.
Whew. And I was kind of overwhelmed because I was like, I haven't been doing my job.
Yep.
I've been doing what he's asked me to do. So, Psalm 149, love this powerful praise. And I'm going to read the whole thing, okay? So bear with me. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of his faithful people. Let Israel rejoice in their maker. That's kind of what we did this morning, right? Praise the Lord in the assembly of his faithful people. Let Israel rejoice in their maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let his faithful people rejoice in this honor and sing for joy on their beds. May the praise of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands. To inflict vengeance on the nations. Is there a nation we need to praise over? Whew. To inflict vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings in fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron, to carry out the sentence written against them. This is the glory of all his faithful people. This is our glory. This is, now, I don't totally think, like, binding the kings, vengeance on the nations, punishment on the peoples. I think of the demonic, the principalities, the thing, you know, there's kings, there's principalities. And when you go in and worship and praise and thank God in those countries, God has had me in Iran. I somehow go to Iran and I just raise my hands and I declare his goodness, his glory, his mercy, that his word would spread, that his word would go forth. And he may bring you to a different country, whatever it might be. But may the praise of God be in your mouths. Do you know it's not even your praise? It's your breath in my lungs, so I pour out my praise. You start, but man, when he starts filling you, it's even like tongues. You start, but wow, when he fills it and he starts moving through you in your tongue, you might even start sounding like an Asian dialect or a Russian dialect. I mean, there's just Hebrew. There are different dialects you might sound, but you just don't know what the Holy Spirit's doing in and through you in the moment. But powerful praise is in your mouth. Is in you, and a double-edged sword in your hands. That's the word of God, right? We have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. When you speak redemption, when you speak life, when you speak wholeness, when you speak unity, those things, those it forms and creates and builds, right? That's the power of praise. So don't ever feel like you're standing in here just, I love you, Lord. No. Look at the beauty. God has actually been showing me the beauty of your voice, of your words as they go out. And it's like colors that go out. And you have to be able to use your imagination. But he can fill your imagination and use that so you can see the power of what he's doing. I love some of the songs we're singing lately. My weapon is a melody.
Yeah.
I'll sing a hallelujah. Because you know what? The enemy can't stand it, too, when you praise. Oh, he cannot stand it. He cannot stand you being thankful. He can't stand you speaking life. Powerful, powerful prayer. Powerful, powerful praise. Know that you are powerful. Even tell yourself in your mirror, I am powerful because of the living God that's within me. You know what? Keep telling yourself. Because you'll break the pattern of I'm no good. Or I'm not worthy. I'm just a sinner. And sometimes with our minds, we have to create this new path, this new pathway. And I don't have much more time to get into that, but powerful, powerful praise. I think I'll just close it up, or my summary is going to be Colossians, and it basically says the same thing. Colossians 3, 15 to 17. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Whatever you do, whether word or what you do or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father. I can't thank him enough. I can't thank him enough. He's been so good. He's been so good in the hard times. He's been so good in the good times. It's easy to thank him when he's been good. And one of the things that helped me is I would write down the good things. When he does something sweet or good, I would write it down. Because you know what? You get to the bad time, and all of a sudden, you can't remember any of them. It's amazing. And I pulled that notebook back out. I haven't done this for a long time, but I pulled that notebook back out, and I was like, oh, he did that for me? He did that? You know, and it was amazing. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and now that I think about it, I almost wish I would have done that for this year. Because you know what, we've gone through some hard things this year.
But the peace of God still dwells.
But the peace, his peace rules in my heart. His peace, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Because I can be so broken, I can be so hurt. But yet his love just is like, it'll be okay.
Yeah. Come on.
And he holds me. You know, it's amazing. Like I said, you can stand in the middle of that storm and watch it all go around you. And you're just like, am I doing something wrong? Should I be feeling a certain way? You know, but no, I know who my Father is.
Yep.
So praise God.